Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Carl, what kind of elements are used to manufacture electric car batteries?
Well, there's an enormous range of elements that go into electric car batteries. Some of the normal sort of material that you would usually, what most people would know, things like copper and iron, but there are a bunch of specialty elements such as rare earths that are needed, they're actually fairly widely used in a lot of things these days, but in relatively small quantities, but they perform sort of essential components of these batteries.
And, well, what's the issue with these elements?
Like any metal we use in our society, we have to mine them, and there are always environmental impacts with mining, with any type of mining. Rare earths, their demand has increased rapidly in the last couple of decades, so there has been a push to find more resources for these particular metals. And in some cases, in previous practices, the mining operations started up without due environmental considerations. This is particularly in China, not so much here. And so things were done a little bit quickly in response to increasing prices. And so there has been some environmental damage occurring there in China in particular. But here in Australia, we have fairly tight environmental regulations, and the operations, they're still in their very junior stage at the moment. They're actually doing things properly and making sure that the environment is looked after as they're progressing these projects.
So is the issue more of procedure to open these mines rather than the actual elements that are being mined?
So the elements themselves, rare earths, are not particularly hazardous. They're very stable compounds. They're pretty much everywhere in the Earth's crust and all around us, but in fairly low levels. And they only become mined when they are concentrated to high enough levels in rocks. I guess one of the issues with them is that they also associated with radioactive elements. So uranium and thorium are associated with rare earths. So that's sort of unwanted byproduct, if you like, of rare earth mining. In Australia, we have very tight regulations on how companies have to deal with that radioactive material. And the radioactive material is not particularly high. It's not at the levels of, say, uranium ore, but there are fairly strict regulations, and that's part of their business plan, is how to deal with that radioactive waste.
Well, what kind of issues have we seen come about because of these mines?
In Australia, we don't really have too many environmental issues in Australia in regards to these mining operations. They're all in their very junior stages, so there's only a couple of mines that are actually operating at the moment. In other parts of the world, such as in China, we had a situation when rare earth prices went very high, that we had small-scale operators essentially strip mining the landscape, just a clear felling landscape, and just mining the surface, which caused in fairly high rainfall areas, which caused a lot of erosion and damage to farming land, etc. And the Chinese government have cracked down on that now quite seriously. So that sort of behaviour is being pulled back.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Carl Spandler of James Cook University, talking about the dangers of mining materials that can be used in manufacturing electric car batteries. Well, even though the manufacturing of electric car batteries can be a little bit harmful for the environment, they're still better, though, environmentally, tongue twister there, friendly than petrol or diesel cars. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think in the long run. I mean, if you have an electric car that needs a power source, electric power source, you have to charge that somehow. So if you are plugging your car into your home power supply at night, and your power supply is from coal-powered power station, then you still have your electric car is not running for free. It's in terms of CO2 emissions, there is still coal being burned to drive your electric car. But even said, then it's still the CO2 emissions, the equivalent CO2 emissions is almost certainly less than what would be if you had a petrol driven car. Now if we have a power supply that comes from renewable energies, then the CO2 emissions obviously is much, much less than that.
So the way to minimise the harm on the environment is to create more renewable sources of energy for our electric cars.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. There are lots of ways we can get around this. We can use less cars, we can use smaller cars, but certainly, electric cars do use less CO2 equivalent than a petrol car. And most countries are slowly sort of, or some rapidly, transferring to more renewable energy sources, then that will actually just save more on CO2 emissions.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how quick Australia can adopt more renewable sources of energy. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Carl.
No worries, Nathaniel. Thanks for having me.